Introduction. In Jesus' parable of the talents, recounted in Matthew 25:14-29, the Gospel author recalls the Messiah as saying in the final verse, "For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away." Out of context, this hardly sounds like the wisdom of the prophet who proclaimed that this meek shall inherit the earth. But in context, Jesus' point was that properly investigating one's money, as measured in talents, generate even more wealth. The servant who received the 5 talents invested them and then presented his master with 10 talents in return. As a consequence of the servant's investment in 2 talents that he was given, the master received 4 talents as a reward for his service. However, the servant who received 1 gift buried it in the dirt before returning it to his master, leaving him with only that 1 skill remaining. Therefore, the owner gave the order to his servant, who was afraid of taking risks, to ensure that the servant who had doubled his investment of 5 talents received the 1 talent that was owed to them. The reason for this was to make certain that the servant who had earned the most was rewarded with much more than they had already earned. As a result, the rich continue to gain even more wealth. I want to use this story as a parable about the psychology of the market. Despite the fact that Jesus most likely had anything other than an economic metaphor in mind when he told it, he was probably thinking about how to choose the best investment vehicle for your money. In the 1960s, Robert K., a science sociologist, proposed a theory. The findings of an extensive study that Merton conducted on the topic of how scientific ideas are discovered and credited in the marketplace of ideas. In this case, treating science as a market showed that eminent scientists typically receive more credit than they deserve, simply due to the fact that they have a big name, while their junior colleagues and graduate students, who typically do the majority of the work, go largely unnoticed. One brilliant quotations and inventive ideas often drift upward, finding their way to the person most famously associated with them. Merton used the term the Matthew effect to describe them in their profession. Marketers frequently use their term cumulative to name one benefit. For the purpose of the discussion, I will refer to it as the bestseller effect because it is applicable to more generally applicable economic settings. As soon as a product gets a head start in sales, it sends a signal to consumers that other people want that thing, and as a result, it must be of high quality. In turn, this encourages them to desire the product as well, which in turn leads to even more people purchasing the product, which sends more signals to other consumers that they too must have it, and as a result, it climbs up the list of things that are selling the best. Every individual in the business sector understands this effect. Leading authors and publishers, for instance, to exert significant